very lucky to meet a man I didn't know before, a man called Charlie Jordan, who by, I suppose, how would I put it? If you're trying to measure somebody's popularity, you may remember last week, the number of requests on Ocean FM, and it really caught my ear, was incredible. And some of the staff here said that as well. So a popular guy, many of you will know him as a community guard at base in Cranmore. He's across the desk from me here. He has just retired from an Garda Síochána after 38 years. Charlie Fáilte, welcome and happy retirement. So how's the golf or whatever else you do since you've stepped away from the Garda? How's the last few days been?
Good morning, Michael. Well, I haven't had a chance to think about it, really. You know, the good wishes and everything it's caught me on the hop, to tell you the truth. But I haven't settled into it yet, you know, but I hope to take the next 30 years to sort that out. I should have it figured. If I do 38 years retired, I'll have it well figured by then. Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I want to talk to you, and people might laugh at this, but, you know, retiring is tricky. I know people who have retired, and I remember one man saying to me that he wasn't particularly looking forward to it because he hadn't thought enough about it. And I know nowadays there are actually people would say, you're offered advice on how to, I suppose, use that time. Bit early to say that for you, but I get a sense at the moment you're on a buzz and on a bit of a high.
Well, you are, but I suppose one thing you think of, last Tuesday I had a job and Wednesday I hadn't. You know, and for somebody that probably worked all their life, you know, it's not, it's you know, it's grand, you have the heavy lifting done at this stage, but, you know, you're still scratching your head, saying, geez, you know, I'm walking into a new phase of life, and while it'll be all right, I'm not that worried about it, but it's just something that struck me, like, you know, working one day, not the next.
Okay. Well, let's go down memory lane. You said you've been working, and I know you worked on the buildings before you went into the Gardaí. You're from Ahamore and Mayo originally, and basically, where did they place you when you come out of Templemore? I think it's Ballymote, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I left Mayo in 83, and early 84, I was posted to Ballymote, and I suppose it's a sign of times. At the times, like, I had to inquire as to where Ballymote was, and it actually was only 25 miles from my front door. But when you came out my front door, them years you went the other way, you never came in the direction of Sligo, you know. So that's where I ended up then, and 2 years later I went up to the border, and 5 years later I came back to Ballymote, and a year later I think I ended up in Sligo too, and I'm there since.
The border being Black Lion.
Black
so,
Lion, yeah.
Briefly, memories of Black Lion, I'd say...
lovely people, like, a little bit, it's barren, you know, it's unhospitable country, if you want to put it that way.
But not the people.
But not the people. The people are top class, like, in fairness, and they couldn't be better, you know.
And were you on night duty, maybe standing out in the road, and then there was a permanent checkpoint there, kind of a wooden building, and I just wonder what was that like, maybe on a cold night in November?
And it was, you'd prefer to be anywhere. You'd be warmer now in Alaska than you would if the Belcoo breeze got at you, but it was what it was. The country was where it was, and that's what we were getting paid to do, and you went and you done it to the best of your ability. You were probably young, you didn't know any different. And
was it normal policing, Charlie, or was it kind of with an eye to the troubles, inverted commas?
It would be, yeah. It was security as much as, I mean, it was a mixture of both, you know. But like the people out there, they were that well policed, I didn't get a chance to do anything wrong, you know. So it was more or less security you were looking at, you know.
And you went back into Sligo then as...
I just went back in on the regular, just policeman doing in the car, walking down the town, whatever, minding the shop, whatever the case may be.
Okay, and I'm just thinking, and you know, let's say a couple rang you and said, "Look, our daughter is thinking of going into the Gardaí," and while we're for it and against it, what would your advice be to parents or maybe to young people who might want a career in the Gardaí as it is now, which is very different to the Gardaí that you joined?
Well, it is. But the only thing that I think young people maybe look at employment different to what we did. You know, we got a job, we stuck to it, you know, and some got it right, some got it wrong. You know, kids don't seem to look at it that way anymore. If they don't like job A, well, then they move on. They don't hang around thinking about it, you know. But, I've enjoyed it. I could never tell anybody don't. You know, I say, you go and you try it. Like, I went and I tried it and I just was lucky. I liked it, you know. And
did it feel like work?
A lot of it, yes, days it did, because, you know, when you see what you see and...
tough days as well.
Tough days, yeah. But by and large, you know, it's not. I went to work most days smiling and, you know, I was smiling when I came in the back door. I might have been smiling at the gate, but you try and leave it at work if you can and move on with the rest of your life. But I could never tell anybody don't, you know.
To somebody like who has come out of Templemore, I know now it's very different and there's the kind of the graduate end of it. What would your advice be to a young Garda in terms of, you know, look, here's one thing from 38 years of doing this job that I tell you should do. What would you say to them?
Well, it's just, I've said it before, is keep the 2 feet firmly on the ground. You know, just remember where you come from. Remember where these people are coming from. They're your bread and butter, you know. And at the end of the day, just, and I think I said it to you last week, Michael, is just to treat them the way you'd like yourself to be treated. Yeah. When, like, from now on, I'm not a guard anymore, like, but, it would be still nice to be treated properly.
Your boss, I was speaking to her, and she suggested that, Superintendent Mandy Gaynor, that you were very much the complete community policeman. I think what she was getting at there was, and it's something that I kind of got from you as well, you wouldn't be mad into technology, you wouldn't be mad into sitting in the car, you'd kind of get on the coat and go to talk to people. And that brings me, I suppose, to Cranmore. And I think the part of your work that you enjoyed most in the community Garda section. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was over there for 10, 12 years, I think. You know, and I suppose I might have started. I had a few years behind me before I went over there, and probably knew a lot of the people, so it might have been a little bit easier, you know. You were coming in halfway up the ladder, maybe, rather than starting at the bottom, you know. But it. Even way back then, like Cranmore, it always a decent old community spirit about it, you know. They always looked after one another the best they could, and they still do, and they've a lovely estate over there now.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Charlie, there's a lot of people here getting on. I knew this would happen. Best wishes to Garda Charlie on his retirement. Always a gentleman, will be greatly missed by all in the Sligo community. That came in on WhatsApp. And wishing Charlie a very happy, healthy and happiness in his retirement, and that's from Anne Dolan. So by all means, get in touch with us. We'd love to have more messages from you. 0719118104, or you can WhatsApp on 083 3500 5330. Charlie, just wanted to ask you another question in relation to the policing in terms of community. I mean, that is that about preventing something happening rather than being there afterwards?
It's both, Michael. I think it's both. You know, you have to probably look at it. You know, every anything major happens, you know, it can end up in the CCJ, it can end up wherever it ends up, you know, and there's TV cameras and there's guys and everybody gets a tap on the back, you know. But, you know, sometimes you might miss where that started, you know. Johnny could be going in to buy a bottle of milk for the children's breakfast and see something, you know. You have a CCTV, but you tend to forget that some guy might have paid $4,000 to put that into Mindy's convenience shop, you know, and he's good enough to go through it and give it to us, you know. So that's the role that the community can play. Like, they spend money, but if you know them, like, they'll play ball with you, they give you these things, they allow you access to their premises, to their camera systems, you know. So, you know, things like that, sometimes they're overlooked, you know. But it's up to the local guard to just get to know these guys, and a simple thanks sometimes, it just works, you know.
Charlie, we've a couple of minutes left before we have to go to the news and then the death notices, but just sort of forget about my questions now and take over, for want of a better. Are there people that you'd like to maybe name check? Particularly, I was thinking about Pauline and the kids and that sort of stuff, who have been a huge support to you. I met Lisa and Cahill, and Jean couldn't be there last week. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I'm family man as well, they're the cornerstone of everybody's life. But you seem to have a lot of people around you as well.
Well, I mean, you have, you know, name-checking is always a dangerous road to go down, you know, because no matter how you try, you leave somebody out, you know. And normally the person you leave out is probably the most important, you know.
Mm.
But, like, certainly the people of Sligo, they welcomed me, they looked after me, I've reared my family, like, but certainly, like, without home, I wouldn't have been able to achieve, if achieve is the right word to use, or get to where I am anyway, you know. The kids were always brilliant, they never bothered, you know, I shouldn't say use the word bothered, like, but, you know, if I had to go, I had to go.
Yeah.
And Pauline was brilliant, like, you know, she...
The support system was there.
Like, she'd been there through more than 38, you know, and she ironed my first shirt and she ironed the last one last week, you know, so, like, fair play to her for putting up with me, that's all I can say, you know.
Well, listen, we have to leave it there, but you've been an absolute gent, and I know... A bit like myself, you were a wee bit nervous coming in here today, and I told you it would be a chat, and that was it. And as you can see from the messages coming here, and I'll get to some more of them later, people are wishing you so well. You're an absolute gent. The people I spoke to had so much time for you. Enjoy your retirement, Charlie, and thanks for talking to us.
Well, thanks, Michael. And I did step out of the comfort zone a bit. I was asking Margaret where the defib was to keep it handy there for a while. But listen, guys, thanks very much for having
me. An absolute pleasure. You're so good. So there you go, that's Charlie Jordan, and he is retiring after 38 years. We have new